The Book of Proverbs. A Brief Introduction. King Solomon wrote most of the Book of Proverbs. God gave him great wisdom to do this when he was still young. 1 Kings 4, verses 29 through 34. Some people have called it the most practical book in the Old Testament because it gives timeless insight into how you should conduct yourself prudently every day. According to Proverbs 1, verse 7, true knowledge begins with reverence for God. Chapter 1. The Purpose of Proverbs. These are the wise words of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. They teach wisdom and self-control, giving true understanding. They will teach you how to be smart and self-control, whatever is honest and fair and right. To those who have only a little knowledge, they give the ability to think, knowledge and good sense to inexperienced young people. A wise person should also listen to them and learn even more. Even very intelligent people will find prudent advice in these words. Then they will be able to understand wise words, interpreting the words of wise men and their hidden meanings. Advice to young men. True knowledge begins with reverence for the always present one, but foolish people hate wisdom and self-control. My child, listen to your father's instruction, and do not forget your mother's teaching. Why? Because that will make your life beautiful. It will be like a chain for your neck. My child, sinners will try to lead you into sin, but don't follow them. They might say, "Come with us, let us ambush and kill somebody. Let's attack some innocent people just for fun. Let's swallow them alive as death does. Let's swallow them whole as the grave does. We will take all kinds of valuable things. We will fill our houses with whatever we steal. Come, join us, and whatever we steal, we will share with you." My child, don't go along with them. Don't do what they do. They run to do evil. They are quick to kill. It is useless to spread a net right where the birds can see it. These men are setting their own trap. They will only catch themselves. So all robbers will end up this way. Greed takes away the life of the robber. Wisdom is like a good woman who shouts in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. She cries out in the noisy streets. She makes her speech at the city gates. Oh, you simple-minded people, how long will you love to stay naive? How long will you scorners make fun of wisdom? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Listen up. Turn back when I warn you. I will tell you what is in my heart. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I called, but you refused to listen. I held out my hand, but you paid no attention. You would not follow any of my advice. You did not want me to correct you. I too will laugh when you get into trouble. I will make fun when disaster happens to you. Disaster will come over you like a storm. Trouble will strike you like a whirlwind. Pain and misery will overwhelm you. Then you will call out to me, but I will not answer. You will look for me early on, but you will not find me. Since you rejected knowledge, you did not choose to revere the always present one. You never accepted my advice. You rejected all my correction. So you will get exactly what you deserve. You will receive what you plan for others. Simple-minded people wander away and get killed. Fools will be destroyed because they are complacent. But those who listen to me will live in peace. They will be safe without any fear of being hurt.